Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. Five people were shot, including a 16-year-old who was killed at a party in Chester Friday night. KYW's Nigel Thompson says police are now searching for the gunman.
Chester police say an officer at its headquarters first heard the gunfire happening a couple blocks to the north, and officers immediately responded just before 10:50 p.m. What officers found at 205 North 10th Street on the corner of Crosby and 10th was a party devolved into chaos because of a shooting, and a 16-year-old suffering from multiple gunshot wounds on the front steps of the house. Police say that 16-year-old was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities found three other people, ages 16, 25, and 26, shot in the house. They were taken to nearby hospitals for treatment. Police say a fifth victim, a 21-year-old man, was found with a graze wound outside the house. He was treated on the scene and provided a little detail about the potential perpetrators. A dark-colored sedan with tinted windows was near the house around the time of the shooting. Authorities also found two handguns in the house, shell casings in the street out front and backyard, and bullet holes in at least three surrounding properties. Police say no one who lived there was injured in that gunfire. They're now asking for the public's help for any leads on the potential shooters. Anyone with information is asked to contact Chester PD. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Two shooting suspects sought by Philadelphia police in the killing of rapper LGB Qua are now in custody, but a third remains at large. Police say they've caught two 19-year-olds identified as Joshua Thomas Coleman of Mayfair and Abdul Boyd of Frankfurt in connection with the May 11th shooting of 30-year-old Kadir Johnson during an apparent robbery. Authorities identifying the third suspect, still on the loose, as 21-year-old Amir Early, also of Frankfurt. The shooting of Johnson, known as LGB Qua, happened just after 4:30 p.m. May 11th, happened near the intersection of M and Luzerne Streets in the Juniata neighborhood. Police say two men tried to rob, then shot Johnson before fleeing in a black Nissan Altima driven by the third man. You can find a photo of Early on our website, kywnewsradio.com. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is urged to contact the Philadelphia Police Department's tip line. Police investigating a shooting that left two men wounded in southwest Philadelphia. Authorities say officers responded to a call about a person with a gun near South 70th Street and Pascal Avenue. Around 10:15 Friday night, they found one victim lying in the street, a second inside a Chrysler 200C sedan. A 30-year-old man listed as extremely critical, while a 22-year-old man listed in stable condition. Investigators say several parked cars and the front door of a nearby home were hit by gunfire. They have yet to determine a motive or identify any suspects, but ask anyone with information to contact them or leave an anonymous tip at 215-686-TIPS. Tyler State Park in Newtown Township, Bucks County, remains closed as the search continues for a park ranger who went missing in the water. KYW's Connor Barcon reports from Bucks County.
State police say it was around 12:30 p.m. Friday when a park resource ranger with Pennsylvania's Department of Conservation and Natural Resources capsized in a kayak on the Neshaminy Creek and was swept downstream. First responders from 10 municipal and state agencies rushed to the scene and began a frantic search for the man. Several rescue boats were deployed and divers went into the water. State police say the park ranger is a 38-year-old man from Delaware County. It's not clear if he was working at the time when his boat capsized. Crews are back at it. The search on Friday was called off around 5:30 p.m. Officials are underscoring the urgency of the search. Pennsylvania State Senator Frank Ferry, Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick, and State Representative Kristen Marcel all sharing their condolences about the accident on social media and asking the public to give search crews space. In Newtown Township, Connor Barcon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
I'm Charity Howard.
I'm Justin Udo.
And this is
The Artist Block on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Rachel Britton Hart is from the small town of Reading, but she's always had big dreams of being on stage. That dream is not a reality as she performs in the first national tour of Some Like It Hot, the musical. She talked with us about returning to the stage in Philly, where she got to stretch her acting chops.
I graduated from Temple University with a degree in dance performance and choreography. I danced for a company based in South Philly called Kun Young Lin Dancers.
Now, it's been around for a while, but tell us about Some Like It Hot.
It's a story about two musicians who witness a mob hit. In order to flee the gangsters that are hot on their trail, they join an all-girl band and travel the country, and it's about the hijinks that ensues, as well as the messages and the personal discoveries that are revealed along the way.
What's your part in the musical?
I cover all 8 ensemble female role. While I'm not in the show every night, every time that I am on, I'm on for somebody different.
What would you like audiences to take away from the performance?
I would love people to just feel transported by the feel of the music and the dancing, as well as the comedy. I think we could all use the joy that is infused with the show.
Some Like It Hot is running at the Forest Theater on Walnut Street in Philadelphia through June 1st. For Sheriday Howard, I'm Justin Udo, and that's The Artist Block.
And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, you can get 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Contact your local Honda dealer today. Offers applicable only to well-qualified buyers.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.